Now will you notice verse 23, and the same time there arose no small stir about that way. You see, Christianity at that time didn't have the name of a church or a denomination at all. It was just called that way. It was a new way. Certainly was. The way was the Lord Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life, he said. Now, we read this story here, verse 24. For a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana, or Artemis, brought no small gain unto the craftsmen. Now you see around this great temple of Diana that was there, and that was a great pagan temple, and it was the center of business, by the way. It was the bank of that day, and it also was a center of sin, and gross immorality took place around it. You know, religion can go lower than anything else. And it was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, the largest Greek temple that was ever built. It was beautiful. Some of the works of Praxiteles were there. But the image of Diana was hideous. It was not the Diana of the Greeks, a graceful image, but this was the crude, many-breasted Oriental Diana. And they were selling these little images, you see. It was big business that he's interfering with. And the uproar of the silversmiths, led by Demetrius, it centered actually about their bread and butter. They made these little images, sold them, and they were doing well. And the Temple of Diana in Ephesus, here it was, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. We're going to talk about it when we get to the Epistle of Ephesians. And they have this meeting about it. Now notice what took place. And he called the workmen together of like occupation, and he said, Sirs, ye know that by this craft we have our wealth. They were getting rich. And I tell you, you don't step on a man's pocketbook without hearing him say, Ouch. And notice verse 26, Moreover, ye see and hear, that not alone at Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul hath persuaded and turned away much people, saying that they be no gods which are made with hands. So then not only this our craft is in danger to be set at naught, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised and her magnificence should be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worshipeth. Now, this was the center of commerce, the center of worship, and the center of religion, actually the center for the Orient and the Occident. Here is where East is East and West is West, and Kipling was wrong. They did meet in Ephesus, and the worst of both came out. Verse 28, And when they heard these things, they were full of wrath, cried out, saying, Great's Diana of the Ephesians. Now, they got a bunch of placards. This is a day when we don't have any writers, except they can write one sentence, placards. And in that day, they were good at that. And so they're not very original. They just put on the placard, Great is Diana of the Ephesians. Went around the city squealing that out. And the whole city was filled with confusion. And having caught Gaius and Aristarchus, men of Macedonia, Paul's companions in travel, they rushed with one accord into the theater. And when Paul would have entered in unto the people, the disciples suffered him not. Well, Paul would have been mobbed, of course. Absolutely, he would have been slain. And he's had one experience like that over in the Galatian country in Lystra. Now, in verse 31, I'm reading, And certain of the chief of Asia, these are called Asiarchs, which were his friends, sent unto him, desiring him that he would not adventure himself into the theater. There was a mob there, and these men were outstanding men in that area. Many of them had turned to Christ, and they advised Paul. They said, It'd be foolish for you to go into the mob. You wouldn't do a bit of good. Some therefore cried one thing and some another. Real mob, you see. For the assembly was confused, and the more part knew not whereof they were come together. And they drew Alexander out of the multitude, the Jews putting him forward, and Alexander beckoned with the hand and would have made his defense unto the people. Now, he was a local official. But when they knew that he was a Jew, all with one voice, about the space of 2 hours, cried out, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." This is what's known as freedom of speech. They didn't permit him to speak because they wanted to run around and squeal, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians."